Domino. Written by Carbon65 and read by Kaber. This is a Bat fanfic rated teen and up audiences in which no archive warnings apply. It features the characters of Bruce and Dick and all Robin's following. Additional tags include costumes, masks, first child, latex allergy, and humor. There are plenty of things Dick Grayson thinks the subsequent Robin should not thank him for. The fact that he got Batman into the whole idea of having a Robin to help him. That Bruce has mostly figured out how to give a sex talk. The awkwardness of the first discussion he and Bruce had was, Dick has endured worse since. One of twice. But it still ranks in the top 10 worst conversations of his life. And Dick has had plenty of occasions to have bad conversations in his life. The sex talk had left him with a stack of books. Most of them have disappeared, but The Keeping and Caring of You, definitely for girls, but somehow still very useful, should also be on the list of things his younger sibling Robin should thank him for. He's seen it move down the line, the dog-eared copy currently residing on Damien's bookshelf at the manor. The thin paperback stuck tight against the shelf by a copy of Dostoevsky's Crime and Punishment. They should thank him for preparing the teachers at Gotham's various schools for the odd hours and things a Wayne Ward does. But as he pulls off Batman's helmet and cowl, he wonders if he should apologize to them for Robin's domino mask, or if that's something else they should thank him for. It was Bruce's idea, to start with. He thought that Dick needed a way to conceal his identity. Because an undisguised acrobatic kid running around with Batman would make it clear that he, Dick, was Robin, and therefore Bruce had to be Batman. Bruce's first solution was to dig out a pair of ski goggles for him. Bruce's first solution didn't even make it out of the house. So eventually, they settled on a little half-mask, the Domino, to conceal his identity. He was somewhat pleased to learn that the name of the mask had less to do with the game of dominoes and more to do with medieval lords. It made him feel like a badass. However, the first version, the one that tied behind his head with a cheap elastic strap and looked like it had been bought from a party store, that was terrible. A misplaced knife throw almost cut the ties and exposed his identity. Batman benched Robin for a week after that. Coincidentally, Dick was grounded for sassing two teachers and giving Assy Saladin the wrong answers to a geometry quiz. They tried adhesive after that. Medical-grade adhesives are designed to stick to the skin for extended periods. Anything that can stand up to sweat and water and friction and whatever else Dick can come up with to throw at it is also designed to be worn for several days. There are even special preparatory wipes that make the skin extra sticky so the adhesive will stick better. But the advantage of a waterproof, sweatproof, breathable, movable, longwear adhesive is that it is still waterproof, sweatproof, breathable, movable, longwear adhesive. You can't just pull the mask off if you want a quick getaway. You actually have to go home and use some sort of removal product. In the Batcave, there are bottles of makeup remover and spirit gum remover, and at least three empty boxes of Unisolve wipes to get the stuff clean. Plus, there's the inconvenient problem that you have to be somewhere to actually put it on. He tries to convince Bruce to get him a box of domino mask shaped to his face with medical-grade tape that he can just pull off for Robin's birthday. Bruce just snorts and tells him alter egos don't have birthdays. Eyelash glue is less conspicuous and designed to be removed with makeup remover. That's a pro. The con is that the good ones contain latex, and it turns out that Dick might kind of be allergic to latex. Maybe, possibly, definitely. And that was a fun one to try and explain to Corey when it happened. He thought he'd grabbed latex free from his wallet, and he's pretty sure she pulled the Magnum from her purse. It was, yeah, no, not thinking about it. Hives are awful. Hives there. Nope. If he hadn't had his own insurance, he thinks he would have had to pay for it out of pocket just so Bruce would never know. Also, the other problem with eyelash glue is that it turns out it's really easy to glue your fingers together with it. It's tight. and scaly, and quite expensive when you're trying to use it. Not quite as bad as superglue, a 14-year-old Dick discovered. The corollary being that if you regularly use an adhesive in a small squeeze tube to put things on your face, you should probably also not keep superglue in your bathroom. An observation not at all related to the fact that if you're going to superglue your mask to your face by accident, you should really do it in the summer. Because while it itches something fierce, it's better than missing 3 weeks of school and enduring daily exfoliating sessions while you're forced to hide in the manor. Finally, for Robin's third birthday, just after Dick's 16th, Batman comes up with a solution. His suit guy, Costumer, the circus in Dick says, puts together a mask that combines the best part of a really good pair of goggles with the benefits of the mask. It's got the eye protection Alfred has been lobbying for since the beginning. The design is lightweight, affixed with a broad elastic band that's difficult to cut. There's extra tape that can be used if it's needed to really keep the mask on there, and vents that can be opened or shut by the click of a button on the utility belt. Really, everything is perfect about it, except the color. The first version comes in a sickly shade of pink that reminds Dick of hospital rooms and dental castings. Neither Dick or Robin are particular fans of the dentist. The second is garish and gold. It looks more like a fashion accessory than something for a vigilante. Robin laughs at it and says it looks like something one of the Waynettes of the week would wear. Dick Grayson discovers the idea of actions and consequences, which is Alfred for, you did something stupid, and, oh look, it's time to shampoo the carpets in the West Ballroom and Gallery. Shampooing carpets is hot, sticky work, particularly when you're trying to rub bits of super glue and plastic leatherette off your cheeks. The third version is perfect. Black, tapered, and fitted to his face. Robin celebrates by going out and getting himself covered in all the grime Gotham has to offer, while Batman wonders what he did wrong with the boy. When he becomes Nightwing, Dick goes back to Bruce's special costume maker to get his own mask done. He still keeps a bottle of Prostate under the sink. And, of course, he and all the Robins who will come after, not to mention Bruce, Selina, and probably half of the members of the Justice League, keep Unisolve adhesive remover in their wallets, right alongside the latex-free condoms. The end.